Om Shanti, and welcome to all, and welcome especially to Jayanti Ben and to all those who are online listening to Moody Revision. I'm sure that most of you know her voice, know her, and of course Jayanti Ben has been a figure in the Brahma Kumaris for a very long time, spending most of her life, I think, with Daddy Janki, and now leading the Brahma Kumaris worldwide in all kinds of fields and activities. So welcome to Jayanti Ben and Moody Revision.
Thank you. Om Shanti. When Baba speaks an avyakt murali, and we hear it on the video and see Baba, it feels as if Baba's talking to us at this moment. Not that it was in 2011 that Baba spoke this, and it was for the people then at that time there, but Baba speaking to us today. Who feels that? And that's the amazing thing about the Supreme Teacher, that what was relevant then is absolutely relevant today also. And as usual, Baba started by giving us a lot of love. And it's a beautiful technique that we can learn from also. Anything you do, begin by sharing a lot of love. And it empowers the other, it uplifts them, and it prepares them for whatever else is going to be said. And this is exactly what Baba was doing, reminding us that this is the one and only time that we can experience God's love. It's the power of love that is able to transform. And Baba was seeing how everyone was merged in that ocean of love. But also, Baba himself merged in our love, in our hearts. And then, Baba reminded us of the three relationships. The father, the teacher, the Sadguru. And the sustenance we receive from the father, the elevated teachings we receive from the teacher, and the blessings that we receive from the Sadguru. And Baba called it the fortune that we have. So seeing the three lines of fortune on our foreheads. And so bringing us again up to that very elevated state of awareness. And then Baba spoke about looking at the children and their chart and what's going on in their world and telling us that things are not as they should be. That Baba was seeing that there's still a huge amount for the majority of waste thoughts. And as a result of waste thoughts, there's a waste of time. Have you ever started to do something and your mind starts wandering and you go off into a daydream or you go off into some story of the past and you suddenly look at the clock or look at the watch and you say, goodness, where did those 20 minutes go? And you were just lost in a different world. And so yes, definitely, thoughts that are... Baba said you don't have bad thoughts, but you do have a lot of wasteful thoughts. And so when we have wasteful thoughts, thoughts that really are unnecessary, thoughts about others, thoughts about the others doing this, that or the other, thoughts that are not connected with my responsibility, then that takes a huge amount of time and energy. And so Baba making us very aware that this is what Baba would like to see change. Baba put it very beautifully that Baba is asking us, what is it that we need to do? Out of love, are we ready to make a sacrifice? And Baba always waits for us to say, yes, we are ready, before he tells us. He tells us afterwards. And so yesterday again the same. Are you ready to make a sacrifice out of love? What is it that Baba really wants for each one of us? Baba wants for each one of us to become equal to the Father. And the sacrifice that's needed in order to become like the Father that Baba was underlining was to be able to become the conqueror of waste thoughts, to be the conqueror of our own mind. Because waste thoughts arise in the mind, and when there are waste thoughts that come, then it means I cannot have that stable awareness of God, the remembrance of God, man manabhav. And it was just one sentence, but it was important. Baba saying, Baba has often told you that things will happen suddenly. Baba didn't elaborate on it one bit, but of course we understand and recognize that if today in little situations my mind is racing and I'm not able to stop my thoughts running off in a different direction, then when there are big things that will happen, major things that will come my way, how is it possible for me at that moment to connect with God and be able to take God's signal, God's power, God's light, and be able to move forward within that challenge that comes? So today, mostly, I know that sometimes things happen suddenly, even now, and we are not prepared for those things, but many rehearsals. But at some point, things will happen, and there literally will be things that are beyond our control. And so at that moment, do I have the confidence and the faith in myself to say, yes, I know that I will connect with the one above, and just keep that connection with nothing interfering? So the rehearsal, the practice has to be today. And so if today I cannot manage my mind, then what's the guarantee that I'll be able to manage it in the future when there are more difficult situations? So Baba saying that prepare now. Things will happen suddenly, but make sure that you are prepared by understanding how to be able to discipline the mind. And the word Baba used for that was Srimat, God's directions. And so if my lifestyle is based on God's directions, then it's going to be much easier to connect with God. But apart from the external lifestyle, which I think things are fairly easy, they're part of our natural life at the moment anyway, but the more subtle things, where is it that my mind is going? Well, God's directions are, turn your mind towards me. Don't think of human beings, don't be distracted by human beings, and whatever it is you need to do for them, you'll only be able to do exactly as is needed if you yourself are connected with the One. And so this connection of what's happening within the mind and this mantra of Man Manabhav. And so do I have the capacity to stop my mind from going off in other directions? And I think I need to look at myself very, very deeply to be able to see what are the distractions that I'm prone to. There are things that distract me that don't distract you. And so it's not a general list that this and this and this are the things that will distract everyone. Sometimes Baba speaks about things generally, but this time I think it's really a question of, well, is it somebody's behavior that distracts me? And is it generally everyone's behavior? Or is it one or two or three individuals? And when I begin to know myself more and more deeply and understand who and what are the distracting factors, then I'm going to be more aware, more alert, and make sure that when a similar situation happens in future, I'm prepared. And I don't let my thoughts go racing off, but I keep my thoughts within the boundary of Srimat. Baba gave the example of Brahma Baba and how Brahma Baba could see that somebody wasn't so intense in their effort for themselves or for service. And so the soul did have weakness. But yet, Baba didn't look at that. What Baba did was to have nothing but pure thoughts and good wishes, so that there was a feeling of compassion and benevolence, so that the other one could receive that help. So having put that example in front of us, then of course Baba asking us, well, what happens if you see someone make a mistake, and it genuinely is a mistake, that's what it is. But yet, at that moment, instead of having thoughts of criticism, or words of putting them down, or engaging in some sort of correction, or any sort of negative feelings, can I at that moment just simply have nothing but good wishes and love for them, regard for them, because that is what's going to help them move forward. My critical vision is probably going to bring them down because they'll feel it and it's not going to be very helpful. But if I can be supportive and cooperative just by having no other thoughts but just good feelings and good wishes for them, then that's going to make them feel more secure, and next time maybe they won't make a similar mistake. And so very important how I respond to a situation, and if I respond in a way that Baba responds to others, then following in the Father's footsteps means that when I want to connect, it's very easy. If there's been something wrong that I've done on a subtle level, then probably it's going to be something that preys on my mind. It's going to keep coming back again and again. It wasn't in Baba's Murali as such, but just my own experience and understanding. But if my response in a situation has been appropriate in the way that Baba wants it to be, then it's done, it's finished, and it's gone. It doesn't leave an imprint on the soul in the way that a mistake, and where they've made a mistake, but my mistake is that I'm being negative, critical about them, having a lot of waste thoughts about them. But if I've dealt with it in the way Baba has explained, having nothing but good wishes for them, then it's done, it's finished, and it's gone. And so if you find yourself thinking about a situation again and again, check it and you'll see that that's what's happened, that my response wasn't appropriate. and where it is appropriate, finish. No waste thoughts. It's done. Baba also spoke about how Brahma Baba attained his karmatit state by just simply having nothing but love and good wishes for all. And yes, it's true. When I met Baba as a child, there was a lot of love. But meeting Baba through my teenage years, again, Baba's love was such, Baba described it in this Murli, and came in a Murli a few days earlier also, that Baba's love is such that even though I didn't have any understanding of Gyan or soul or God, but Baba's Srishti pulled me out of the consciousness of the body and put me in a different space, an altered consciousness, an awareness of a world beyond. And so Baba's saying that this is the power of God's love, that it can pull you out and bring you to another state. And of course, Brahma Baba, the instrument, and so Brahma Baba practicing soul consciousness to such an extent that this was the experience that others had taking drishti from Baba. Baba made this very interesting comment about Baba's determination, and Baba's often taken up the subject of determination, and Baba was talking about how early in the morning Baba hears all the good thoughts that we have. And it's true, we have early morning, the mind is clear and fresh, and we feel connected with Baba, and there's lots of good thoughts that we have. But then through the day, somehow they disappear. As situations come, our thoughts and feelings change. And so Baba's saying that, well, you don't have power in your determined thought. You think it's a determined thought, this is how I'm going to be. But yet, it isn't sufficiently determined, it lacks power, the soul has weakness. And Baba's saying that Brahma Baba's birth was through determination. And earlier today, meeting the region, they were asked this question, Didi Station, myself. And my thought was, before Brahma Baba took birth as Brahma Baba, when he was still Dada Lake Raj, he went through this period of intense spiritual endeavor, living in a household, living with family, but several hours each morning devoted to study of the Gita and the scriptures and meditation and sharing with a group of like-minded souls. So there was a lot of determination to find the truth. The series of 12 gurus that he went through, very unusual. If you even leave one guru and take on one more, the first guru is going to be quite distressed about it and try and pull you back. But in Baba's case, his love for truth, his love for God, and so that determination, going through 12 gurus with their blessings, because they could see his sincerity and his integrity. And so then finally, the spiritual birth. But in the Murli, Baba took up the story of Baba's determination after becoming Brahma Baba. And you all know the story of the Yajna. But that determination that carried him through all the challenges, and having come to that point of victory, then Baba telling us, well, if you have such determination, you also can have victory yourself. And so let there be that determination, and you move ahead towards victory. And the first victory is over the physical senses, but the second victory is over our inner faculties, the mind, intellect, sanskaras. And so I was saying that Brahma Baba surrendered everything. It wasn't a fluctuation of should I not, maybe this, maybe that. He had the vision. He had the awareness that was beginning to grow. It wasn't there. It gradually developed, gradually not in terms of a long space of time, but it was nurtured and it grew and it came to that point where he was then ready to surrender and start the yajna. And within that, the establishment of the yajna and Baba's role, one man's courage, one man's determination, and the result we see today. Yes, it was Shiv Baba who was the seed, is the seed, but yet the instrument that has been the instrument every cycle, and this instrument being the perfect instrument, absolutely no question about how, what, why, if, but. The call came, Baba understood, responded, surrendered, and that's why all of us are here today. So, not just a few thousand or a few hundred thousand, but more than a million souls coming to the path of Raj Yoga through the inspiration that and the leadership of one individual. And so, Baba's saying, well, this is what you can do also. You can also have the same stage, the same power as this one. And Baba talked also about how there's a gathering that happens in the subtle region every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's an indication that everybody's in the same time zone. So sometimes we wonder where these souls have taken birth, but my understanding is that it would be within the Bharat, confines of the land of Bharat. So Baba is saying that when they have meetings and they have chit-chat also, a conversation, and one of their questions is, well, how come it's taking these lovely children so long? And one of the major reasons why we're not moving forward as fast as we could or should is this sanskar of allowing the mind to run off and not have that stability of the consciousness of one. And so the two mantras that Baba mentioned, a few who are here knew Didi Manmohini, and they'll remember that, but others also have understood later on. There was a favorite song she had that was created because she was using this mantra very often. I remember it was 81, 82 that she came to New York, and we'd just become affiliated with the UN. But it was a very long journey for her, like 22 hours in those days. Now it's shorter. But she came directly from India to New York. And she was very fresh when she arrived. I was there in New York. And she started the first class. I expected that she'd want to rest. But she started, she said, I'm going to meet everyone. So the first class was on the subject of, it's time to go home. And the next day, and the next day, she'd share many other things. Does anyone remember that? Some of you remember? Okay. So, it's time to go home. And today, I understand that it was her inner calling that she was hearing. Because it wasn't time for me to go home. I'm still here. And all of us are still here. But definitely, it was her inner calling. Because it would have been 82 then. Because 83, she flew away. And it was totally unexpected for the family. But that's how it happened. So, that mantra, it's time to go home. Baba reminded us of her mantra. And then with Adi Prakash Mini, again we'd be sitting together, and she would generally earlier have been interested to hear service news, and she would, you know, ask us what's been going on. She knew us personally. She knew all the teachers from Bharat personally, most of them at that time. And so she was very interested and engaged in everything we were doing. And so she would say to us, well, tell me what's been going on. And she'd ask questions and want clarification and so on. But the last few years, she was very, very silent. And if we were chatting amongst ourselves, at some point, she would say, well, all this is fine, but how many of you are thinking about becoming karmatit, the state of having settled all karmic accounts? And she'd say, well, this is what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about anything else now. I'm just thinking about becoming karmatit. So Baba remembered that also. And then, of course, saying that all the people who've left the physical body and are there in the advanced party, when they're meeting each other and they're meeting Baba, they ask this question, well, how long is it going to be before the gates of Mukti and Jivan Mukti are opened? And Baba's question, when is that going to happen? And who is going to determine when that's going to happen? And Baba's response was, all of you. When all of you reach your complete stage, that's when it'll be time for everyone to fly home and we go to Paramdham. And so Baba said, fix a date. And in terms of physical activity, we know that if we fix a date for a program, then we'll work day and night to make that date happen. You can't not make it happen. It has to be done by that date. So you'll put in all your efforts, all your energy, focus completely and make it happen. And so are we ready to do the same, to be able to give Baba a date? Well, at that time, nobody was able to give Baba a date. But even today, would we be ready to give Baba a date? That yes, by such and such a date, we're going to become complete. I don't think I'm ready to give a date. As one person is ready, very good. But I remember there was a scene in the meditation hall. So this would have been in the late 70s, early 80s, because by 83 we'd moved to Om Shanti Bhavan. But Dadi Prakash Muni is sitting right in front of Baba, and it was a very simple setup. It wasn't a big, there was no stage. There isn't a stage in Om Shanti, in the meditation hall. Now they've got a little platform, but there wasn't even that. So it was just the gadi, and that's it. And Daddy was sitting right in front of that, a table. And Baba said, if Baba were to say, will you be ready to come home with me? Who would say yes? And Daddy Prakash Muni's hand shot up. And Baba gave her drishti, and then Baba said, but are you going to come alone? What about everybody else? You can't leave them behind. And so Daddy nodded, it's true. But she's been very aware of being ready and coming to the karmatit stage for a long, long time. And of course then when the time did come, yes, the last year again, she'd be thinking about karmatit, all accounts settled, nothing remaining. And so am I able to do that also? But Baba was saying that none of you were ready to say yes and give a date, but there has to come a point where Baba won't ask us anymore. It'll just happen. But at the moment, just a question for ourselves, am I ready? And how far am I ready? And so, Baba talking about how it's two things that go together. One is effort for the self, and then the effort in terms of service. And Baba loved the double foreigners, that they were focusing their attention on both of these things and managing to keep a balance of both of these things, doing double service and giving attention to both these things. There was one particular thing that Baba was cautioning us about, and that was to be able to dance in harmony with each one's sanskaras. And when you're dancing, then sometimes you tread on somebody's toes and they scream and they don't want to dance with you anymore because it's really painful. Or maybe somebody else treads on your toes and you say, no more, I don't want to do this anymore. But where each one is doing what they need to do, and it's a perfect rhythm, perfect harmony, and everybody dances together. And so when there is that understanding, that love, that respect for each other, and what I've found is that when you've lived with a few or many individuals over a long period of time, you get to know them pretty well. And you jolly well know what is it that's going to be a massive distraction for them. What is it that's going to get them irritated and really uptight? So you know your own sanskaras after a period of time of being with Baba and walking on the path of introspection. But even with others, if you've been with them for some time, 3 years isn't enough. 5 years, you begin to get to know someone. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Some of us have been service companion for 30, 40 years now. And so we do know each other pretty well. And so we have learned to dance together without treading on each other's toes. But where we haven't yet learned that, so important to be able to then do that. Then everything works in harmony and cooperation. The other thing that Baba mentioned categorically within that was interesting, that let there be this awareness of supporting others to move forward, which is a different attitude to where I want to move forward, and that spirit of competition in which doesn't matter who gets in my way, I'm going to move forward. And Baba's saying something else. Baba's saying, let there be such love and respect and cooperation and good wishes and good feelings that you want others to move forward. And when there is that awareness, then it's not just that they move forward, but you automatically also move forward. And so Baba categorically mentioned that let there be this feeling, you know, sometimes where there's insecurity within the soul, then I don't want to train anyone, I don't want anyone to do the things I'm doing today in case they take over and I'm out of a job. And Baba's service is so unlimited that there'll never be a moment that I'm out of a job. There'll always be something somewhere available in which I can give my little finger of cooperation. Very early days, and I was doing translations for Baba, and there were not many others around who were doing that. And one other person came on the scene, and she very much wanted to do translations. And she didn't tell me. She went to Didi. So So this is in the days of Didi Manmohini. And so she went to Didi and said, I really want to do translations. And so Didi just nodded and then later called me. And she said to me, how is about if you don't do translations, there's plenty of other things you can do. And I said, yes, that's fine. And she said, well, this person wouldn't be able to do any of those other things. So I'm glad you said yes, because then I can tell her, yes, she can do translation. This was for Baba. So it was not just translation, it was the absolute privilege and honor of being seated next to Baba and catching those vibrations. But she wanted that, and there was absolutely no other feeling I had that, well, if this is something she wants, it's okay. And Didi was asking me. So there'll always be something else that you can do. So there's never a reason to have any sense of insecurity in our hearts when it comes to service. There's so much unlimited service, really. Mama used to say, when there was a little bit of a situation with sisters or brothers, and Mama would say to them, well, how much service have you done in your city? And they would say, we've done this and this and this and this. And Mama would then ask them, well, what's the population of that city? And some would know just generally, not figures. And then she'd say, but that means that all these other people haven't yet heard about Shiv Baba, so they don't know how to take peace and happiness and love and purity from God. And so there's so much service that you don't need to see what somebody else is doing and get into competition with them. And so Baba's point, let others move forward. And in that way then, you yourself get more power. You yourself are able to move forward in a different way. Maybe develop other skills that you didn't even know you had. And then that was Baba's little message to the double foreigners. And then of course, they always find a Murali from the past that is very much of the same region, the same group, the zone, where this particular group is doing service. And so it's now at this moment the turn of Indore zone. Indore is one of the big cities right in the heart of India, literally. They're very proud of the fact that they're in the heart of India. So Indore zone is managing everything. And they've got about 12,000 people. Those who were there yesterday would have seen practically, you know, three quarters of the hall stood up when Baba on the video said, stand up Indore. They also then stood up. And 3,000 are about the residents. So it was about a gathering of about 20,000 yesterday. So people come for the day and then leave at night, the ones who are in the sort of neighboring Gujarat area. And with Indore, Baba first just spoke about making that commitment, that promise to not have waste thoughts. But then further, again, Baba was talking to them about the situation of not noticing anyone's mistake. Just letting it merge, past, it's gone. I don't need to think about it. And just being able to move forward with love and harmony. And so generally, I think that's been Baba's goal, that as the family gets bigger and bigger and bigger, there's more margin for all sorts of clashes of samskaras to happen. And so Baba's warning us ahead of time, these are the things that you need to be aware of and make sure that you don't get into any of those tangles. And so, basic flow of Baba Smriti in this way. And the lessons that I'm taking from it specifically. Baba uses the word impurity for waste thoughts. Generally speaking, you'd say the vices are impurity. But Baba's taking us to a different level where there's nothing but goodness in the soul, and only that goodness is what is emerging, nothing else at all. And if you think about the aim that we have, not just moving from Tamo Pradhan to Raju Pradhan to the middling level where still there's conflict within the self, and as a result of conflict within the self, then conflict with each other also. But moving to the sattva stage. The sattva, yes, the stage of purity, but even sattva belongs to the silver age. And so Baba's wanting us to move to the sattva pradhan stage, the stage where there is only purity, the fullness of purity, purity at the top, absolutely that stage. And so a checkpoint, do I have a stock of pure elevated thoughts that are there with me to nourish me at all times? And if I don't, then there's space, there's vacuum. And so there's going to be other thoughts that are maybe not as elevated that will come in. And so to keep my intellect completely full with nothing but elevated thoughts through Baba's knowledge, through Baba's love, through the power that Baba has given us. And so when a situation comes, the natural response is of the highest thought, the purest thought, instead of, well, shall I shout at them or shall I stay silent? So it's not a question of having an option anymore. But the sattva pradhan stage, and even if somebody is doing things that they shouldn't, but that attitude of compassion and benevolence, so that then I reach out with good vibrations, good feelings, good wishes, so that they can also move forward. And so that for me was the big, big, big lesson. Waste thoughts. The other thing that happens in terms of waste thoughts that Baba's mentioned in past muralis, but not so much yesterday, but where there's a thought of I have done this, I am doing this, I am responsible. And so if you check, then you'll see how this very, very often is the factor that leads to many waste thoughts that come. And so can I really just at all times be aware of not just I the soul, but I the soul, an instrument for the one above, and allowing the connection be so strong that truly Baba's able to work through me, God's able to work with me, and I know that it's not me, but it's Baba who's doing it. And so where the I comes in, then of course I'm going to carry the load on my shoulders, and things go right, and there'll be intoxication, which is not very healthy, ego, but there's also going to be the downside. When things are not right, things don't go as I wanted them to go, then I'll feel very disheartened. And Baba spoke about disheartenment today in the slogan, I think, but, or was it yesterday? But anyway, so that state of disheartenment where the heart shrinks, but to have that stage where I have that stability. Baba's doing it, and whatever is right within the drama, I have to be accurate and not mess around. But further, then I don't have to worry about whether there's success or there isn't success. Because even if what appears to be no success, I don't know how many seeds have been sown and what the future results are going to be. At the moment it appears it's not much, but maybe further down the line we'll see the results. But I'm not waiting for that. I do what I need to do accurately, and God's able to work through. And so very little margin for waste thoughts if I practice truly being Baba's instrument. And this really very specifically was focused on where there's that critical attitude of noticing the mistakes of others, but the I and my also. In this Murali Baba spoke about how with love we can truly surrender whatever it is we need to. Baba used a very powerful word, balidan. Normally you would use that word in the context of where somebody is ready to give their life for someone, whether it's their country or another human being or God, you give your life. And today Baba was talking about, am I ready to have such total sacrifice out of my love for God that I say, really, it's got to stop, full stop. I'm not going to let myself have any more waste thoughts because it's a drain of my time and my energy. And so, yes, remove the waste and you become powerful. In Hindi, the two words are very close together. Vyarth, whatever is wasteful, and it can apply to not just thoughts and time, energy, anything, but also samarath, so the powerful. And so the contrast of these two things, vyarth, samarath. And so can I just accumulate power? Because in the coming times, and when I'm talking about power, I mean the spiritual power that gives me the capacity to deal with things in a way that is right. So maybe it's a situation where I just simply have to tolerate. And I've taken that power from Baba. Daddy comes up so often in everything that I think about and do. And I'm thinking about how when people ask Daddy, how come you're able to do all that you're doing at this age? And it started from the time she was in her 80s, because she was walking very fast, she was thinking in a brilliant, profound way, able to do so much within the space of one day. And so people would just be amazed, how come you're doing all this? And she'd say, it's because I've never wasted anything in my life. Money, time, thoughts, energy. And so as a result of that, yes, I can do what I can do with God's help. Yesterday Baba talking about time and thoughts. But just think about other things that go to waste in my life. And can I now begin to conserve all of that and use all of this in a powerful way? And Baba's power is going to help me become complete within my own stage of all the different powers that Baba talks about. So tolerance is something you can pick up very instantly. Do things irritate me? Well, what happened to my tolerance? Can I not maintain peaceful, good vibrations? No matter if somebody's doing things that yesterday irritated me, today, I'm above that, I'm beyond that, I don't get irritated. Or where, in particular, I'm thinking about the subject of discernment and the power that I need from Baba and the power that I've accumulated within myself to be able to have that total clarity where I can discern. And sometimes there isn't a long period of time in which you have to think, well, maybe this. You're connected and you're able to cut through the fluff and you see what it is. And you're able then to do what it is you need to do. And so each one of the powers that Baba talks about, and one set of powers are things like discernment and decision making and cooperation and the ability to face situations, all of those. But the other set of powers are the qualities that Baba has and that Baba gives to us: the power of peace, the power of love, the power of purity, and so on and so on. So all of these powers are the powers of the soul that we're able to have if we stop waste. And in terms of conservation, in terms of the environment, anyway, what is it that I'm wasting? Am I wasting water? Well, there'll be a penalty for that. Karma works in a way that if I've served, then those elements support me. And if I haven't served, but I've exploited or I've wasted, then at the time of need, the elements won't be there to support me and I'll have a hard time. So conservation in so many different ways, and Baba in particular, of course, talking about time and my thoughts, but on any level, just to be aware of what is it that I'm using in a worthwhile way and what is it that's going to waste. So, powerful Murali to reflect on and experiment with. Experiment with how powerful your break is to put a stop to before the thought goes off into expansion. You're able to recognize that this is important and I have to stop it here, otherwise it's going to lead to a huge waste of time and energy. Om Shanti.